Graham DeLette joining us around the table. What's up, GD?
How are you?
How are we feeling, right, man?
It's been a good couple days so far.
Pretty good couple of days. Yeah. People ask you about that stash all the time. Like, is that the first thing people ask you about? Because that thing is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, it's been kind of fun. I mean, I wore a beard to hide my face before. Now I just grow the mustache to distract him from looking at my face.
Like, I love it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, that's. I remember when you were down at the Masters, we're like, man, this guy's stash is phenomenal. Like, it's an icebreaker.
It is.
It's an icebreaker.
I love it.
So what do you make of it, man? What do you think of what we've seen so far? Corey Connors looks like he's the Canadian to look at, but there's a bunch of Canadian flags sitting up there in the top 20.
Yeah, a lot of Canadians played really well today. Will Bateman had a good round earlier. Nick Taylor's got a good round going on the golf
Nicky
course.
Nicky Taylor was unreal. He was like Hayes was saying, he was four over at one point yesterday.
Unreal. Even like Hadwin, he was three over through his first five holes. And now he's got it back to, what, five or six on the tournament. So
yeah,
a lot of Canadian flags. And, I mean, this leaderboard's still pretty tight, right? Like, no one's really run away. We got one guy at nine, and other than that, I mean, anyone who makes a cut really still has a pretty good shot here on the weekend.
Well, this is the beauty of a golf tournament and the beauty of talent and the best players and why you play 72, right? Because you look at the top of the leaderboard, and let's be honest, there's a lot of guys that people would not be that familiar with.
Right.
But now all of a sudden I'm looking, Tyrrell Hatton's eight under. Tyrrell's a guy that is a top 20 player in the world. Rory McIlroy, I believe, is up to 5 under. So Rory's going into the weekend, and he's chasing, and he's in a good spot. Justin Rose is 5 under. I would guess by Sunday, one of those three guys are in the final pair.
Yeah, right? I would assume so, too. And the cream always just continues
just
to
rise.
Just
keeps getting there.
And, you know, especially on the weekend when the pressure starts to rise, guys who are up near the top that haven't really been there and haven't felt that very much before, they tend to kind of at least not continue to go forward and sometimes come back.
Well, how do they do it, though? How does the best players always seem to creep up there? Is it just like their natural ability? It comes through sooner or later?
Yeah.
Or they putt better, or are they just that much better
it's
and they're going to show
they're
up?
They're just better. I mean, it's just like over the course of 72 holes, they're going to hit more good shots. Their misses aren't as bad.
Yeah.
They're up and ins. Their short game's tidy. And, I mean, that's the difference. That's what makes a guy a top player in the world versus a regular PGA Tour player.
And the determine the playoffs, especially the Stanley Cup final. It's just like the margins are so thin. If you sat here like we have the last 5 days and watched the tee balls like going into the air, it's not that much different. Like everyone just peers it almost right at the hole.
Yeah.
So it's the little things after that. I mean, you
I
sat
know.
There.
I sit here and watch, and
you notice
they don't,
the guy
don't look the same to me.
No,
no.
Really? Like
I
the
mean,
swings
you can,
or what?
Well, no, just the way like. You know, this wind has been kind of coming off the right. A lot of guys just kind of hold it up against the wind. Some guys hit the high one that, you know, gets riding the wind, and then it kind of hits and rolls over the back of the green. So there's different ways and different shots that you hit. And the top players, they have, like, that extra gear to just kind of finagle something in there just a little differently. And, you know, the strike's different, the flight's different. There's just the total control and the sound.
Who's the one guy that you watched just hit a golf ball either on the range or something and you were just like, that sounds way different?
It's Rory, man. Like, I mean, it's incredible. That hit is so heavy. I remember we were at Quail Hollow in 2017 and for the PGA, and they had kind of rearranged the driving range a little bit that year just because there was such a big build-out for the tournament. And they had a fence, and it was at, like, 320, and I was smashing them and, like, getting up, like, rolling once in a while, even, like, touching the fence. And Rory's airmailing this thing. And it was, and there was, like, all these, like, semi-trucks. And
like, that's in 2017.
And flying, donk, like, hitting all these trucks and stuff in the background. And guys are just stopping and watching. You know, it's like watching, like,
for you guys to stop and watch that, it must be something.
It's incredible. I mean, he's just got such a heavy hit. It's just different.
And he's not a big dude, like everyone points out, yeah. But he swings out of his shoes and he hits, like, it's all about, like, swing speed and
well, yeah,
how
he like, uses,
and,
like, the earth. Like, you see, like, Justin Thomas, too. He almost, like, jumps. Like, he uses the earth to generate the speed as opposed to, like, some guys who just don't quite have that same amount of speed. They're almost just, like, using their upper body and their legs are still working. But he's, like, using the earth and, like, pushing up into this golf ball and just launching it.
Right, and it's going so high, right?
Yeah.
Like, I remember Michael Block was saying that a couple of weeks ago, that this guy was hitting, it looked like his 5-iron looked like a 9-iron.
Well, one par 3, he hit an 8, and Block had a 4.
Right, and also just, like, how high this guy hits a golf ball is absurd, like what McIlroy can do.
So it's like, I tell people all the time, there's, like, Rory has shots that, like, nobody can hit. And then you see, like, a guy like Jordan Spieth, he hits shots that everybody can hit. but he just, like, gets the ball in the hole. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't do anything that, like, blows your mind.
His short game's outrageous, though.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And he putts really well. It's weird, though. He's kind of become, like, more of a streaky putter. But his, like, hands around the green are incredible. But he just, like, he just doesn't do anything special. He doesn't hit any shots that every single guy out here can hit those shots. But Rory and Tiger and some of those guys that separate themselves, they just hit shots that nobody else can.
First thing I saw you, we had a little stop and chat when I got here. And then I asked, how was the block party? And you actually said he hit him pretty well today.
Yeah. Well, last I saw, he was 400 through 17. So I don't know what he finished on the day. But that was good. I mean, listen.
For the tournament?
No, for the day.
The day. Oh,
he's packing his bags.
Yeah,
now, right?
I mean, like, he caught lightning in a bottle at the PGA, and it was an unbelievable story. And I think he was just riding it so hard that, I mean, it was like a movie script. I mean, we all watched it. It was incredible.
Does he get more invitations from here, or is that it?
I think he probably will. I mean, I think the kind of the sexiness of it is kind of already ran its course. But, I mean, I wasn't expecting much from him at Colonial 2 weeks ago. Like, I mean, the emotions that he was going through and then all the extracurricular that he was doing off the golf course. Even here this week, he played the Monday or the U.S. Open qualifier at 36 holes, and then he had an offsite pro-am the one day. I mean, you get to Thursday, you're almost tired, and it's tough, but
right. That's
kind of part of getting the sponsor's exemptions. You have things that you have to do for the
absolutely
tournament.
They're going to say, we'll bring you up, but you got to bring something to the table here.
Yeah.
And listen, Michael Block, it is a once-in-a-lifetime story. It's a story that people will always remember.
They'll
remember
movie.
The course.
You know, yeah.
Legit
yeah.
movie, the hole-in-one, everything.
You know what it reminded me of is John Scott making the All-Star game.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar, man.
Like, yeah, but just, John Scott didn't deserve to be in the All-Star game. Michael Block played himself.
I get it. Don't get me wrong, T-15. Because you guys are talking about, like his up and down, and that, like, he had the game of a lifetime, or the weekend of a lifetime. Where John Scott was voted in.
Right.
I get that, but it's such an outlier.
Yes.
That's what it is in pro sports.
It's Leicester City winning the Premiership.
Right.
And now they've relegated, I believe. Leicester City's literally playing on the Corn Ferry Tour now over in England. But when they won it all, it was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, you that's know, all I can think of. It's just, you know, it's going to be a movie or going to be. But at the 15 minutes of fame is shrink a little bit. Like it might be up right now.
Sounds like McIlroy's putting for eagle on 18 to get up to 7 under. So, there's a chance. We've been shortchanging Rory at 5 under. At a minimum, he's going to be 6 under. He's not going to.
I snuck a little +1,000 in on him last night to win.
Well, because you got him. He was, what was he, 1 under last night? Like,
yes.
Coming in here?
Yeah.
So the odds start. But that's a great play. Because that's
thanks,
what
man.
You need. You're welcome, man. You're welcome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But you're right. Because what was he paying? Like +400 or something?
To
like,
start.
To
and
start.
You can't bet that. I'm not in a golf tournament.
You can't. And you're paying juice for like a top five, which is absurd. But. He has a slower Thursday, eases into the tournament, you start to get some odds.
Yeah, it's like that.
Like
it's
the
like
you're
when
thinking.
They yeah, like if Vegas goes down 1-0 or whatever, you live bet on
that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. See, this guy's a genius, man. Graham Gillette knows what's up.
I love it.
So,
I love it.
Hey, he might be a part of team I don't want to give away any secrets. Next year come football season.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. There is a really, really prominent role up for grabs right now.
There certainly
You're
is.
In the interview process as we speak with Graham Gillette here at the RBC Canadian Open. So, again, Corey Connors at 7 under. Will Bateman never used a blade putter. I guess he picked it up out of his truck today, went onto the practice tee. I was told he hit like 6 20-footers in a row and said, I'll take this. He just shot 6 under today.
Wow. What a crazy game.
You ever done anything like that?
So 1 year at Palm Springs, I played the first two because they cut after 3 rounds.
Yeah.
I played the first 2 rounds. I was like 2 under or something, but that's horrible out there.
You got to be 7 under to make it.
Right. And I was using the long putter at the time. So I was staying with Luke List and Colt Nose. I said, do you guys got another putter? I'm like, I can't do this. I couldn't hit the hole from 3 feet. And Luke's like, I got this 2-ball, but it's like 34 inches. I'm like, done. 8 under the next day with his 2-ball. I hadn't even practiced with it. You know,
wow.
It's crazy. So
that's
sometimes
wild.
Just something.
But did he ask for
hand.
It back, or you said sorry?
He let me keep it. Yeah, but then the boys made me one, and I gave it back, and it didn't last long either.
Is that you know, kind of on the norm on the tour where guys look at each other's clubs and you know,
yeah,
like,
sometimes.
Hey, let me show me yours, you know, type of thing. Like, is
exactly.
It,
even like guys will, you know, go up and you're like, what kind of grip are you using there? And they kind of see, and it's like, oh, how tight are you holding? And like, where's your overlap or under? And then they go try it, and then it's like, whoa,
Really?
You know, you play a practice round, you're like, man, I made everything.
All I can think of, like, you guys talk about clubs ad nauseum, but like...
Yeah, but there's so much downtime for these guys. There's
saying,
so
like,
much time on the range.
How many times did you look at somebody's stick?
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching Mark Stone on the bench last night. His knob is
unreal.
Like... It's like a hot dog
right.
at the end.
It's outrageous.
But other guys pick up the stick and like, how do you hold that? How do you do this?
Yeah.
Is it a lot like that on the tour where you're looking at somebody and it's like, that, I got to see this. I got to see this up close and personal.
There's got to be a filter though, right? Like, you can't be the 148th player in the world.
Hey, Rory,
Tiger.
Let me see your wedges.
Hey, Rory, what are you playing there? What do you got?
I get it.
Like, MG3 there? What are you, 56, 52?
I mean, even if you're a rookie on tour and you're kind of walking back and Rory's hitting balls, you could kind of stop and watch and just kind of like pull his club. That would be okay. And
Rory's, that's doable?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, what about Tiger? What if you saw Eldridge?
I wouldn't. I don't know. It's just Tiger's Tiger. Tiger's different. He's on a different planet.
Imagine he walked. Imagine Graham Dillette, like 10 years ago, just walked up to Tiger's bag, looked at his club, and went, "Amateur hour."
Yeah.
Walked
away. Mine are better.
I love that. Yeah. All right, GD. Well, you're here all weekend, man. Like, right? You guys. We saw Bobby Weeks inside the ropes. Signing hats,
firing up the crowd.
Firing up the crowd, yes.
I love it. Weeksy, he's a legend around here this week.
Weeksy is a man of the people. Everyone loves Bob Weeks.
Love it.
Well, Graham, it's great seeing you, buddy.
Thanks for having me on,
You're off doing a Sports Center hit.
Yep.
Say hi to Duffy and Bob for us, and we'll catch you here, I'm sure, before we get out of here. There he is. Graham Dillette, our good buddy, longtime Canadian PGA Tour pro and our TSN golf analyst, joining us here around the table up here at Oakdale in the RBC Canadian Open.